Hello, Tim.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm on?
Yes, you are.
God almighty.
Not for much longer.
Okay. Hey, nobody told me I was being picked. Don't go that route with me.
Okay.
It just clicked.
Okay.
Three quick points. Brian, he's done very little since he's been here to do anything other than show heart on the football field. For whatever the reason, since he arrived, there's been a collective agreement amongst the media to be hypocritical of him. So you want to question his character, I'm okay with that. I understand that. But it's gut check time for the media, because the media is living, not just you specifically, but you guys as an industry, on being a vulture. When something stinks, you guys are over it. If there's nothing bad going on, you don't give it much coverage. So you guys are actually prodding every situation you can to see if you can get a good segment out of it. And you know what? Some of those guys don't deserve that. Some of those guys deserve a chance to actually get a little something done. And I hate to burst your bubble, but the one big thing you guys always claim that this team really lacks is heart. And John Kitna and Dez Bryant showed the most of that last year. The two things you've got on this kid, he doesn't wear his pants right. And he doesn't communicate as well as Deion Sanders does. Now, I don't know how much you guys know about Deion Sanders, but he's a great, polished, gifted articulator, but I wouldn't want to do business with him. He's a riverboat gambler slash hustler. So maybe rethink what you guys do every day before you start putting this kid under the spotlight every time you get a chance.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was giving myself a gut check. What were you guys doing?
I was giving myself a gut check,
okay,
too.
Okay, good.
I found that man's right. I'm guilty of everything he just said.
I am, too.
Thank you so much for saying what needed to be said.
To Brian in Dallas, you're on the ticket.
Hot sports pants.
Hey, musers.
Hey.
Hey.
I just wanted to comment. Y'all are saying that...